We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
We have developing news in Oakland County. Police are actively searching for three armed suspects in a West Bloomfield neighborhood. Let's go live to Charlie Langton. Charlie, what happened? What's going on now?
Well, I'll tell you what, multiple West Bloomfield police cars are going in and out of this subdivision. This is a subdivision on just off Hiller, north of Greer Road, and there's only really one entrance into this subdivision, and that's where the perimeter is. They're not allowing any of us back. Now, here's what happened. About 3:26 this morning, three male suspects apparently break into a home on Janet Street. They fire multiple shots, hitting a resident inside the home. A 911 call was made. Police arrive. They see the victim. They take that victim to the hospital, condition unknown. Those three male gunmen then fled. They flee on foot, and they're probably somewhere around here, as you can tell by, or I can tell anyway, by the police presence here in West Bloomfield. Now, the detectives are out there. The canine unit is out there, and the West Bloomfield police have set up this perimeter. It's very active. Scene. They're looking for these three gunmen. A couple of the residents who did not want to talk, they are very nervous. The police are allowing the residents out only, not into the subdivision. And again, it's a very tense situation here in West Bloomfield, but it looks like the police, I mean, they're doing what they can to find these three suspects. Reporting live here in West Bloomfield, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
In a series of tweets, President Donald Trump says that instead of thanking him for federal authorities stopping the kidnapping plot against her, Governor Whitmer called him a white supremacist. Mr. Trump also criticized the governor's remarks, saying she has done a terrible job and should open the state. But Governor Whitmer told CNN her office has noted a spike in violent rhetoric every time President Donald Trump mentions her.
I think that tells you everything that's at stake in this election. We have a choice between a leader who is going to have his minions attack people when they are being targeted by domestic terror groups, and we have a leader who calls to see how you're doing, to check in and to see what they can do to help and to be supportive. And that tells you everything you need to know about the character of the two people on this ballot that we have to choose from in a few weeks.
Governor Whitmer did not call Mr. Trump a white supremacist, but accused him of giving comfort to hate groups. There is no indication in the criminal complaint that the men arrested were inspired by the president. More than a dozen people are facing terrorism and other charges related to the case.
Some of the 13 people charged with the plot could appear in court as early as today. Let's bring in WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick. He's at the Capitol with the very latest on the investigation. Tim, before you get to that, I was intrigued by your report. You actually sat down and talked with the governor. What was her demeanor? I mean, how shook up was she over this?
She wasn't. I've covered Ms. Whitmer for about 15 years, and I don't want to make light of this, but it was almost like nothing had happened. I think that may be a bit of a stretch, but she was herself. My first question was, you know, how are you and the family doing? And she said, we're fine, we're safe. And she was very obviously complimentary about the state police security detail that is securely around her, even more so these days. And, of course, she congratulated the law enforcement community for working so well together. She said it was a heck of an operation, which is vintage Whitmer. So she was herself. Look, nobody wants to go through something like this. And as she said in her public statements, you know, when I took the oath of office, put my hand on the Bible, there was no way that I could have anticipated this. But here she is, and she's going forward. She's staying focused. I did ask her, Roberta, have you turned the page on this? And her answer, I thought, was a little bit revealing. She basically said, Tim, I can't answer that. There's going to be continuing discussions about security. And she said, but I'm remaining focused on doing my job, which is keeping the state of Michigan safe.
Did she say anything, Tim, about her kids? I mean, I don't want to belabor this point, but I was thinking about her kids and thinking, you know, what were they saying to her about all of this?
Well, she mentioned her children in her public statements, but to be honest with you, I did not bring it up, and that was a value judgment on my part. So the answer to your question is I did not delve into the personal conversations that the three of them have had.
Okay, so what happens next? What's going on now?
Well, first of all, this town is trying to recover from what happened yesterday. This is unprecedented. I was thinking this morning when I woke up at 3 o'clock that all governors have faced this kind of situation. Former Governor George Romney, nobody will remember this, they throw stones and rocks at him and Attorney General Frank Kelly when they were trying to pass an open meeting law. They hung a former governor, William Milliken, in effigy over the PBB contamination problem that affected the entire state. But nowhere in recent state history have we had anything like this. And so I think everybody's just kind of digesting it. There will be plenty of discussion now about banning weapons in the Capitol, and that is in the works. There's discussion underway. But people are also absorbing the extent of this plot. This is not something that some people allegedly got together at a local bar and plotted over a couple of beers. This investigation had been going on since the beginning of the year, and the FBI and the state police had informants inside the circle of this group of 13 alleged co-conspirators and have tape recordings of some of the conversations. So I think people are going to look into that and get more details. One of the things that came out is that they were talking about abducting the governor to Wisconsin and holding a trial there because obviously they were not happy with her conduct vis-a-vis closing down everything in the state, she says, to save lives. And here were people talking about maybe taking hers.
A teenager is dead and another is hospitalized after a shooting last night in Harper Woods. Police responded to the Eastland Mall parking lot after an employee found the 19-year-old's body. He had been shot in the head. Police then discovered a vehicle crashed into a baseball field fence near Harper Woods High School. An 18-year-old in that vehicle also shot in the head. He was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Witnesses tell police a newer model black GMC Terrain with tinted windows fled from the scene with two or three people inside. The incident remains under investigation. The shooter's still on the loose.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.